Today, we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled Luxury Air Travel and Beyond. In the introduction, we talked about how hybrid air vehicles is looking to make a place for themselves in the airplane market. They're from the United Kingdom, or they're from Britain, and what they're hoping to do is to use a unique aircraft to create a new form of travel. They're also hoping to meet the need of the military, like the Air Force or the Army, as well as to find new ways to move goods around the globe. Tyra starts the conversation off by saying hello to Lewis and showing him a video that she found while she was looking around on YouTube. She introduces a type of hybrid aircraft that is called the Airlander and says that it's a mix between a blimp, or like a floating hot air balloon, as well as a traditional airplane. Lewis says that the blimp has an interesting shape that reminds him of a certain body part. Tyra says that he and everyone else thinks it does look like that certain body part, and that is why it has been nicknamed the Flying Bum. She says that, you know, while it is funny to joke about its shape, it's actually a very interesting idea. Lewis says that it looks similar to these blimps and that have been around for a long time, and asks, is this going to have a lot of use? He sees that the design has a large area for people to sit or for the goods to be sort of in between the floating pieces of the balloon, and he just can't imagine it having more people, though, than a commercial jet. He also thinks that it probably moves quite slowly. Tyra says that he's right. It does have those limitations, but that the company isn't working on replacing the existing commercial jets that fly people from place to place. Instead, they're thinking about using it for luxury travel, as well as selling it to people for national defense. Lewis thinks that's a pretty good idea, because he thinks that the military probably does have a pretty good use for it, as well as the tourism industry. He thinks that maybe in the future, people are going to be willing to spend their time and their money flying around in the air, much like they do cruising the oceans in fancy large boats.
今天我们延续昨天的文章讨论到就是豪华空中旅行的主题。那一开始呢，就是有一个混合动力飞行器公司，是一间英国的制造商，他期望就是在已经有的航空业里面可以闯出自己的一片天，然后有自己的一个位置。那这个公司它有独特的飞行器呢，就是希望可以为新的旅行方式打开大门，或者是帮助就是可以符合军需军方的需求，或者是提供货物运输新的解决方案。那一开始呢，泰拉他就是跟 Louis 讲说，就是他在 YouTube 上面找到了一个影片，那这个影片就是有混合动力飞行器，这个飞行器就被叫做登空者 Airlander， 然后它就是一个飞艇和传统飞机的混合体。那 Louis 他就觉得这个飞行器的形状很奇怪，让他想到了某一样东西。那泰拉他就说，其实不是只有你，其他人也是有想到这个东西，因为它的就是形状很像身体的一个特定的部位，觉得就是它跟这个部位很相似，所以他也得到了一个绰号叫做飞行屁股的绰号。但是呢，撇除就是这个玩笑话，其实这个飞行器它是一个非常有趣的概念。 Louis 他就觉得说呢，对他来说，其实这个飞行器其实就是一台美化版的飞艇，它会实用吗？他就是有这样子的疑问。所以他提到了两点，就是他在这个屁股的两颊之间其实有一个很大相当大的客舱，他没有办法想象它可以比商用飞机容纳更多人，而且看上去也不像是可以高速飞行的样子。那泰拉他就说，虽然你提到这两点都是敏锐的观察，但是呢，取用商用飞机其实不是这一间公司的他的初衷，他其实是希望可以把这个飞行器用在像是豪华旅行的方面，或者是国家防卫方面。那 Louis 就说，嗯，这样听起来也就是有道理多了。所以呢，他就觉得这飞行器他敢打赌，就是军方他可以想出它的用途，那他也可以确，他也觉得，嗯，旅行业也会对这个飞行器感到有兴趣。所以呢，也许在将来呢，人们就可以花愿意花时间还有花钱去享受空中的豪华飞艇。Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
The company is certainly hoping that vacationing in the sky takes off. No pun intended. The first Airlander model can fly for 5 days and is able to soar up to 6,000 meters. It can also travel 6,500 kilometers, roughly the distance from Taipei to Melbourne. Tyra says that the company is hoping that this sky vacationing will take off. Take off means here to become successful. She uses the word pun, which is a joke, using words that sound alike with different meanings. So she says, no pun intended. So the joke here is that the company is hoping that vacationing in the sky takes off. Take off, again, here means become successful. But it can also be when an airplane or an aircraft leaves the ground. So she's made a joke using take off, here meaning successful, instead of take off into the sky for a vacation. So it's just a double meaning sort of thing there. And she talks about how the first Airlander model can fly for 5 days and uses the word soar, which means to fly. If you see sort of birds that are sort of against the wind with their wings out and they're not using a lot of power to just sort of float around in the sky, that's called soaring. It's basically cruising in the air or flying in the air. So it can fly for 5 days, and it's able to stay up and enjoy being in the air for up to 6,000 meters. It can go up to 6,000 meters in the sky. It can also travel 6,500 kilometers, which is the distance between Melbourne, Australia, and Taipei.
Tyra, 他就说, the company is certainly hoping that vacationing in the sky takes off. 那这边呢, 他就说呢, 这一间公司, 混合动力飞行器公司, 他是希望就是, 他这个空中度假会大受欢迎。 那这边有一个 takes off, 这边的 take off 就是在这边指的是产品, 就是受欢迎, 或者是成功的意思。 所以他后面紧接着一句就说, no pun intended, 就是说这边没有故意要双关哦, 因为 take off, 它除了当就是受欢迎或是成功之外呢, 它其实也是可以像是飞机或者是飞行器起飞的意思。 所以在这边就是有一种两种意思的那种感觉。 那接下来这一句就说, the first Airlander model can fly for 5 days, and is able to soar up to 6,000 meters. 就说呢, 第一台登空者的机型, 它可以飞行5天, 而且能够上升到高达就是6000公尺的地方。 这边的 soar 就是有飞, 或者是, 升空, 或是高飞的意思。 It also can travel 6,500 kilometers, roughly the distance from Taipei to Melbourne. 就是说呢, 它除了可以升空到6000公尺之外呢, 它还可以行驶就是6500公里远, 就是大约是台北到就是澳洲墨尔本的距离。
Wow. Does the Airlander need a runway? Nope. All it requires for takeoff and landing is an open and relatively flat space. This is another selling point, as it would allow tour groups to reach more remote areas of the world. Lewis seems impressed by how far and how high the Airlander can fly and asks if it needs a runway. Tyra tells him that it doesn't, and that all it needs is a relatively flat space because it will be more like a helicopter going straight up and down instead of the long space needed like an airplane. Tyra then uses the expression selling point. A selling point is a feature of a product. So if you go in to buy something and the salesperson tells you the features, like a television, the screen is very big, it is very, very clear, the picture has good color, those are selling points. They are reasons you would want to buy something. So the ability to take off and land in a small area is a big reason why companies that use the machine for tour groups would want to buy it, because they can go to areas of the world that you couldn't otherwise get to.
Louis 呢, 他就觉得就是感到非常令人印象深刻, 所以他就说, What does the Airlander need a runway? 就说呢, 这个登空者需要跑道吗? 那 Tyra 他就说, 不用, nope. All it requires for takeoff and landing is an open and relative flat space. 就说呢, 这个飞行器它其实 起飞还有降落只需要就是一个开放又平坦的空间, 就像是直升机那样, 它就只要往上升或是往下降这样就可以了。 This is another selling point, as it would allow tour groups to reach more remote areas of the world. 就说呢, 这其实会变成是这个产品的另一项卖点, 那这边的 selling point 就是卖点, 或者是一项产品它的未来的一些可行性, 那它就是, 这样子的卖点呢, 其实是可以让就是旅行团可以到达更远的地方。